Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. At the Denton Day on Twitter. If you want to continue our conversation of how much you would pay Terry McLaurin, you can do so. 301-230-0980. I'm going to jump in on Happy Gilmore 2 in 15 minutes. I watched the movie. It's been very polarizing, at least in social media discourse. So I will share some thoughts on that and see maybe if I can convince Max to watch the movie sometime later this week. So that review is going to be coming up here in 15 minutes on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Had a really good conversation just now with Taj Seth, football analytics guy, who was breaking down what Terry McLaurin did really well compared to other wide receivers, specifically that of Cortland Sutton. And the biggest thing that Terry has going for him in these negotiations, at least statistically, is the touchdowns in 2024, though we have seen touchdowns are not always consistent from year to year. It's not as all over the place as sometimes sack numbers is with defensive ends, because every now and then you'll have a defensive end who burst onto the scene with like 11 sacks, and then maybe he has like 2.5 the next year, if I had to guess, right? Contract year, you know what happens. But I think the touchdowns can be a little bit little difficult to predict from a year-to-year basis, but Terry is really good when it comes to the point of attack and the point of making a contested catch, but he does lack a little bit in creating separation off of the line of scrimmage. It's not to say that he doesn't, and I need you to hear that, because when we talk about Terry maybe not separating as well as he could, we're not saying that he has never separated in his time as an NFL wide receiver. We have many examples of him beating guys off of the line of scrimmage. My favorite example is in that Philadelphia game this past season, the good one, where he beats Quinyon Mitchell off the line of scrimmage immediately, and Jaden hits him with a touchdown over the top. It was the first touchdown that Quinyon Mitchell had given up on the NFL season, and it was a huge play en route to that comeback that had all of us losing our minds last year. So he can separate. It's just doing it on a consistent basis has been a little bit of a point of struggle. And when you start to get into conversations about $30 million per year, $33 million per year, or whatever that number is, you need to be able to be good at separating and creating space against other defensive backs, especially considering some of the guys that you are going to be playing in the NFC in particular. We'll worry about the AFC when, you know, we actually have to worry about the AFC. So I'm standing pretty strong and saying that I would give Terry $27 to $28 million per season. And on top of that, that's it. Like, if I'm Terry, I'm taking that deal. If that deal is pushed across the table and my agent says no to that, I'm going to need to have a real conversation with the agent and figuring out, hey, what do you have that would suggest I should be getting more than this? This is a tough situation to bet on yourself, so to speak, because there's not any team in the NFL that's going to give you any more than that money next season if you decide to play this thing out and enter free agency. There's a lot of goodwill, great will that Terry has built up here in terms of being a commander, being loyal to the soil when times were really tough, while being productive as well. Like, you're not just getting paid because you stuck around in a bad relationship. You're getting paid because you also performed on the field while sticking around in bad relationships. That doesn't exist outside of Washington. So no matter how good he is in 2025, he's not going to get a better deal than what Washington is likely offering him now. So if they get a $27, $28 million contract, you need to sign that thing immediately. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you're Adam Peters, how much are you paying Terry McLaurin based off of the fact that Cortland Sutton got $23 million per year yesterday? Let's start with our guy Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Denton?
I'm good, man.
I know you're saying 27, 28. I think to be a little bit, if you're not going to give him 33, you got to get it. I would say give him at least 30. And here's the reason why I say that, because everyone keeps talking about his age, and I get it, but the man has been like Iron Man since he's been playing here. I don't think the age should have anything to do with it. If you're giving him $27, $28 million, you're giving him the same amount of money you're giving T. Higgins, who, by the way, the last 2 or 3 years has missed 5 games apiece, which is the reason why the Bengals haven't made it to the playoffs. So he could make an argument that T. Higgins missed 10 games the last 2 years. If you round it out and get him at least 29 to 30, I don't think 33 is possible, but I think 30 would – if you give him 30, he'll sign the deal. I think he'll take that.
I agree with that. If he gets $30 million right now, there's no way that they're rejecting it.
You can't give him 27, 28. Right. So you agree with me on that?
Yeah, if it's 30, they're not – they would be foolish to reject $30 million in late July.
Right. Just give – because and here's the other thing. It's the same – you're 28. You're talking about T. Higgins, who, in my opinion, if you look at his – he hasn't shown up the last few years, which is that's the real reason why the Bengals haven't been in the playoffs in 23 and 24, because he hasn't played. He missed 5 games. He just missed 5 games 24, 5 games 23. So I would at least give him 30, maybe 29. I don't think it's that difficult, but, you know, we just got to get this done, because I think before it gets ridiculous, I do think the Sutton deal has kind of minimized that. But before I let you go, I was wondering, you sounded a little down when the guy was talking to you about Brian Robinson.
I sounded down?
Yeah, you did. Because I told you yesterday that I didn't think Brian Robinson was going to make the team this year.
You did tell me
and
that.
You said, nah, he's going to make the team.
He's
going to be on the team.
He's going to make the team.
He's 30th ranked, though. Denton?
But who else on the team is better than him?
Yeah, I would take Merritt over him.
Based off of what?
I mean, here's the deal.
Imagination?
Here's the deal, Matt. Here's the deal. Denton, think about this, man. If he was a better runner, this offense would have been better if he was better.
Correct.
But he's not. And you want my honest opinion? This is where I agree with. I think if it was up to Adam Peters, he wouldn't be back here. I think the only person that's keeping him here and that's sticking his neck out for him is Dan Quinn. But I think if it was up to Adam Peters, Brian doesn't make this team. I'm telling you.
Well, here's the thing, Mark, and I appreciate it as always. It is up to Adam Peters because they've gotten rid of other guys that weren't playing up to snuff. They got rid, like, they would let John Allen go. They said, hey, we're good. We don't need you here anymore. They let literally all the Ron guys go. Brian is making the team. This will be his last season in D.C., more likely than not. But he is making the team. You can't put all of your eggs. As much as I love Bill, Jacory Croxy-Merritt, as much as I love him, you can't put all the eggs in your basket of a seventh-round pick that you've never actually seen at the NFL. Now, if you want to gradually give him more carries as the season progresses and he lives up to what you envision he can live up to, then go for it. But you're not just going to cut Brian Robinson because you've seen him in one day of pads. They're not in pads today, by the way. I thought they were. They're in more shells. Ben Standing is going to be with us in 30 minutes to get his thoughts on what they saw in practice today. But they're not in pads today. So I'm not just going to put all the eggs in the basket of a seventh-round pick. Now, if he plays really well in 2026, you want to go that direction, go for it. I still think there's a little bit of juice left in Brian Robinson. Get him for one more season, and then if you want to move on from him part ways in 2026, you go ahead and do that. Let's go to my guy Lap in D.C. We're taking calls on Terry. Mark got a little bit off track there. We're taking calls on Terry, not Brian Robinson. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Lap, what's up, man?
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, dead man? Good show, bro.
Appreciate it.
Getting ready for my birthday, bro, Monday. So
oh, hell yeah, man.
I'm celebrating Monday the 4th. I got the same birthday as Barack, so I'm in some good company,
hey,
man. I just
take a shot for all of us.
Look, I didn't get the invite. Yeah, I didn't get the invite to the White House to play ball and basketball in the White House when he was there, so I wish I'd have got that. But it's all good. I just think with Terry, man, they just disrespecting Terry, man. And you can't look at Terry any other way if his counterparts and peers are getting paid. You know what I'm saying? He want to get what's due to him. So y'all going to have to meet in the middle of some way or form of fashion to get this resolved, man, because this is ridiculous. We not trying to have this linger through camp, you know, all the way to the first week of the season or in the season. Like, it's just really sad, man. And a lot of these companies and corporations, man, they do this to good people all the time, man. And it's hard not to take it personal, didn't? When you got companies that do that, you can have love in business. If you value somebody, you treat them like family, you can have love in business. But sometimes, you know, it's politics with it, and sometimes it's business. So it's just like, we got to start treating them like business too, because these companies don't be valuing us, bro. It's like with me, you know, I got affected with the federal government contract situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was a good worker hard, so I have to wait for another contract. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad, but you do this to good people, Denton, and you don't do that to the bad people, the people that really deserve it, the people that's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, Lap, I appreciate it. That's a great call. Happy birthday coming up next week. Here's the thing, though. You can respect Terry, but that does not mean you overpay Terry. And like that is the balance that we are now kind of struggling with. If they were to give him a Cortland Sutton deal of $23 million per year, that would definitively be disrespecting a good player, great player for your organization, bar none. I don't believe that $28 million is. You know, like we're judging second contracts versus Terry's third contract. You know, the second contract is really where you're going to maximize your value, especially at a wide receiver. You're going to maximize your value on that second contract, because people are still going to see massive amounts of potential in you, but they're still going to realize you are a peak athlete. And not to say, like, I'm not of the belief that 30 is where you fall off a cliff when it comes to speed or anything like that. But you have to be realistic with what you're giving him. And you can still, like, a $28 million deal to Terry McLaurin on a third contract, to me, is still respecting him and valuing him as a wide receiver. $33 million would be overkill. $23 million would be disrespectful. So it's this balance, and where is that balance going to strike? I believe 27 to 28 is a good balance. I know that Terry wants to be here. I don't believe that Terry thinks there are other great options for him out there, or he would have requested slash demanded a trade. He has not done that despite multiple opportunities to do so. And you know you can't do that too late into camp. You can't come August 14th and say, hey, actually, I want to get out of here. That's too late into it. There's no team that's going to make a deal for you. So I think he wants to be here. They're just stuck in terms of what am I valued at? How am I respected? How am I not? I think 28 is still a respectful deal for Terry. Let's go to Kurt in D.C. Kurt's been on hold. Kurt, what's going on, man?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Yes, I'm just sick and tired of this bashing of Terry McLaurin. And everybody keep praying to Adam Peters. He done got Larry Tosso here that had baggage. He done signed Debo to have baggage. Everybody keep praising Debo about he looking good. He should be in shape anyway. That's why San Fran didn't want him here. Then they Lattimore. This man has been in 5 years with no quarterback. Put up stats there. Everybody will break, but he don't do good, and this he ain't doing this good. What did he do good? Nobody ever talked about that. I'm getting sick and tired of the bash and all these people like it's their money. I mean, pay the man so we can move on with this season. So we be 6-11 and 7-10. I'm gonna hear all this through enthusiasm. Then about this stuff. Thank you.
All right, Kurt. Thank you. I tend to think that we've spoken about the things that Terry does well on this program, but maybe you feel differently. I appreciate it nonetheless. Rob is in Frederick. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, I was just sitting there thinking a little while ago when you all were talking about contracts. Supposing they would have told Art Monk at 30 that he's declining and don't want to pay him the money, he would have never became a Hall of Famer.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Does that mean that you're going to give Terry 33, though?
No, I'm not going to give him 33, but like you were saying, somewhere between 29 and 33, I think there's a happy medium somewhere in the middle. And be me, I'd give him a 3-year deal with and 2 more option years as far as the club having the option. Then we'll go from there. But that's just me.
Rob, I appreciate it. My guess is that they're going to give him a 4-year deal, team option on that 4th year, with a majority of the guaranteed money, whatever the deal ends up being, with the majority of the guaranteed money on the first 2 years of the contract, because you're going to understand that on the final 2 years of the contract, you're going to have a big expenditure in the form of Jaden Daniels and whatever his contract is. And then on top of that, wide receiver guarantees are just not that much. You know, Cortland Sutton's guaranteed number is $41 million, fully guaranteed on a $92 million contract. I think the way that you can show value to Terry is if you give him $28 million, like that might be less than he wants in terms of an AAV thing, but if you give him more guaranteed than some of the other guys in the in that market that we've been discussing, we're on the receiving end of. Like, so for example, Sutton got $41 million guaranteed. DK got $60 million guaranteed on what was a 4-year, $132 million extension. It was reported as a 5-150, but that 33 AAV that we get with DK, if you just do simple math, 150 divided by 5 is not 33, 32. 132 divided by 4 is your 33. So if you're looking at the 140, the 132 divided by 4, 33 AAV that DK Metcalf is on the receiving end of, $60 million of that is guaranteed. T. Higgins got $115 million. Only 30 of that is fully guaranteed. So I think the way that you show value to Terry in this contract extension, even if that AAV number is not as high as some of these other wide receivers, the fully guaranteed money should be greater than those numbers that I just dished out. So if you're giving him $28 million a year, which is less than what T. Higgins is giving, I think you show him value by giving him significantly more fully guaranteed money than what T. Higgins is on the receiving end of. What I would try and do is match the fully guaranteed that DK is getting on maybe a little bit of a lower number, but the guarantees is what you're fighting for anyway, because as soon as your guaranteed money runs out, that's when guys start to ask for new deals. So the way that I would value Terry McLaurin is by giving him a higher number in the fully guaranteed department. We're going to push my Happy Gilmore thing to hour number three. We still got a bunch of you on the line. We will take some more of your calls. We got a line open for you if you need. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. What is the number that you would give Terry McLaurin per season in a new contract based off of the number that Courtland Sutton got yesterday? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the MLB's latest gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to the investigation, joining Luis Ortiz, according to the Akron Beacon. Clase will be out until at least August 31st. And meanwhile, not great news for Terry McLaurin yesterday. After Broncos wide receiver Courtland Sutton signed a four-year extension worth $92 million, about $23 million a year. Same age as Terry going into the season. And in 2024, Terry McLaurin had just 15 more yards than Sutton, including five touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a four-year, $100 million extension that'll keep him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more offensive line news. Commanders announced this morning that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 years in the NFL. Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he's beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it's been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be coaching in 2025. Meanwhile, the Nats, they win their third straight 2-1 over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the ball game. They continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.